It makes me quite angry, really. Like I don't think it's fair, and I know that it's not necessarily even like the NHS fault or anything, because I know that they struggle so much, and it's not even just with eating disorders, it's across everything. Everyone's got to wait, but I just think it's ridiculous that you do have to wait such a long time to get help for something like this, which could change overnight. Like I said yesterday, I could have been in the mindset at the time when I was told this, that actually this is them telling me that I'm not sick enough, and them telling me that they're not going to help me, even though that's not what they said. But if I was in a bad place, that's how I could have interpreted it. And so it could have ended completely differently, and I could have just gone backwards and said, that's it, I'm not even going to bother at all. And that could have been even worse, and I'm worried that that's gonna be what other people do.
Yeah, and that's what you said to me on the phone yesterday. You know, feasibly there could be a lot of people who, because you've approached it, and it seems like you're talking about it in a very pragmatic way. You know, you've gone to a lot of lengths where you're determined to sort it out. But as you said, other people may not have be in that level, and they might be in a sort of crisis point.
I mean, and I think before lockdown, so back in February, I wasn't in the place. Like I was determined that no one was ever going to find out about my eating disorder, and that I was going to, like, the only people that knew were the people that needed to know. I wasn't going to tell my work, and I wasn't going to tell anyone, because I don't know why I didn't want people to know, I just didn't. But hearing this, it's just made me like really upset and angry that this has happened, and I want to be able to like try and help other people, even if that means telling my experience and my story. I don't really care at this point. It's not, I don't want other people to feel alone and to suffer like I have in the past.
You mentioned that your mum kind of noticed little quirks and things, knowing that it was still there. What, I mean, if you don't mind talking to me about them, what were they, or
No,
what are they?
it was just being like particular with things, and like I would like separate things, like my food from everyone else's, or not, if someone else had touched my food, like I wouldn't go near it, or just not being able to eat at family events. Like I didn't like eating in front of people, just small things like that. Like she knew, and she knew that just like if I went to Tesco and I would like plan my meals, and if something that I had planned wasn't available, I would get so anxious and I would have a panic attack. And that's not something that everyone else would do. Like everyone else would be like, oh, I'll just have that instead. And so she knew that it was still there. She knew that it wasn't gone.
I mean, thank you so much for having a chat with me, because I think it's really brave of you, especially because you're still going through this. And I totally understand that. It's like a big thing to not only just admit to yourself that you need to go and get some help for it, but also to be speaking really openly about it as well. I think that's really great. Are there kind of any of the things that you want our listeners to know about it, that you or your our readers that you think is really important to do with this story?
To know that there is, like, obviously there is BEAT out there who have loads of support groups on their website, and I've used them. I've used their online chat rooms, and I didn't talk for the first few weeks that I went on them. I just watched other people, and it was nice just to know that I wasn't on my own and I wasn't the only one feeling this way. And then after a while, I did start like typing back, and it was nice to see that there were other people out there. But also, I want other people just to remember that if they're not happy with the way that something's being done with their recovery, it's their recovery at the end of the day, and they can speak up and they can say, this isn't being done how I want it to be done. And just have remember that they do have a voice, and to just speak up until someone actually listens to them.